Have you ever said to yourself or to others, or to particularly mom and dad, it's not fair? Yeah. You have. Have you done that recently? No. You have. Hmm? What are some of the reasons you say it's not fair? They get pop and you don't. Oh, that isn't fair. What are some of the other reasons that aren't fair? Maybe somebody gets to go someplace and you don't. Huh? Like a sister gets something and you don't, or a brother gets something and you don't. Is that not fair, is it? Oh no, they left you out? How mean. You got mean parents, don't you? Good grief. That isn't fair. Wow. Well, you know what I brought with me today? I brought with me cards. I think I have enough for everybody. And it says, it isn't fair. You can have that. You may take it. It isn't fair when, and then there's a blank there that you can fill out. No, no. Well, that one didn't get filled out at all. You can there you go. You got it. I have a blank one. You want a blank one? You can fill it in because it's not fair. That's right. Terrible. It's not fair. You can have it, though. There you go. Okay. In our Bible story, Jesus tells about a man who hired some, he owned a vineyard, okay? And he hired some people to go work. So like 9 o'clock in the morning or whatever, he hired them to go work in his field. And he says, I will give you one denarius. I don't know what that is, but it's basically a day's wage. So maybe they got $50 for the day, or maybe even 80 or 100. I don't know. And then he went out later and he hired more at different times of the day. Finally, at the end, near the end of the working day, he saw more people working, and he says, why don't you go out and work in my field? So they went. They worked 1 hour. That's it, okay? 1 hour. The people he hired first worked at least 8 to 10 hours. Wouldn't you think that the people who worked the longest would get paid more? You guys going to be good economists or not? It makes more sense to get paid more if you work more and longer, right? Because you got more hours in. Yeah. But what did Jesus do? He says, of the man who hired them, I'm going to give everybody the same pay. That isn't fair, is it? No. If I worked 1 hour and you worked 10 and we both get the same pay, that's not fair. It's worse than not being able to go to the branding iron. But anyways... Jesus is saying, it's not that I'm not fair. I'm more than fair. Jesus is a God of love. And if he wants to give his grace and his gifts to all of us equally, he has the privilege and the right to do that, doesn't he? We know how to love only because God showed us how to love. And part of that is showing us how more than fair Jesus Christ is. He forgives us all our sin. And he does not forgive some people some of their sins and some people only all of their sins. But he is very gracious and he's very loving. And even though we might think he's not fair, he's more than that. He's a God of tremendous love. So you can write on your card sometime what you find isn't fair. And then remember, Jesus is more than fair because he died for you. He took your sin, every bit of it. Even though sometimes we don't care. Okay? Don't trip on your lace. All right, thank you. Oh, here. And I believe I got enough. There you go. No. That's not fair, is it? You're welcome. You're welcome.